Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist for a time of building and expanding the kingdom of God within you. We are educating and equipping individuals around the world to build and expand in their dreams, goals, visions, purpose, and destiny through biblical principles and applications. I am your host, Apostle Deron Shay Zorn, your kingdom strategist, here to release strategies and revelations to unlock the kingdom within you.
Hello, 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 hello. I want to welcome you back to another amazing episode of the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. Yes, your host, Dr. Deron Shay, is in the house, and I am so ready to release these strategies to you on today. Listen, my God. So, y'all already know how we roll up in here, okay? So listen, before we dig into our episode, you know that we are in our series on building a profitable brand through broadcasting. And so I'm so excited about our journey and where we are going in this conversation. So if you know an author, entrepreneur, coach, consultant, or influencer who desire to increase their impact, influence, and income, listen, broadcasting is something that they should consider so that they may meet the needs or the desires for their brands. So what I want you to do is go ahead and tag a neighbor, tag a friend, share this broadcast on your social media platforms so that those that you know can get in on this conversation and see these authors, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and influencers. They need to understand how broadcasting is going to up level their game, right? And help them really begin to meet those goals, right, that they desire as they are have the heart and the mind to help other people grow, right? In whatever area of expertise that they may have. They're going to see how broadcasting removes the walls of limitations when it comes to geographical location, time, people, finances, and availability. So it's a no-brainer when it comes to launching a radio podcast or television show, or it could be a combination of them. Listen, because I'm telling you, it's going to help them extend their reach. And so when you extend your reach and you enlarge your territory, it cannot do anything else but help increase your bottom line. Increase your bottom line. And so I'm here helping authors, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and influencers in the broadcasting space so that they may get their brand message, their products, their services, or their books in the hands, in the hearts, and in the minds of those who resonate with their brands at a more rapid pace than any other medium, right? Right here in broadcasting. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the conversation that we're going to be having on today. And I know that those that you are sharing this information with, they are going to love you and thank you later for it, right? Why? Because it's going to help them in those places where they have been struggling. How about that? How about that? Let us go to prayer before we do another thing. Oh, gracious God, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for those that are here and those that are going to come. I thank you that you have strategically leading them to this show so that they can have the awakening that's necessary to move in the Jeremiah 29:11 plan that you call for in their lives like never be. For Father, I place this broadcast into your holy hands so that you may have your way, that you may speak to your people the revelation that's necessary in this hour, Father, so that they may, oh God, obtain the desires of their very heart, that their faith may be activated like never before, as faith without works is dead. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to breathe on us and that you're going to do a thing. Lord, I pray for these businesses, these books, these products and these services and these entrepreneurs, these CEOs, these influencers, God, I pray, Almighty King, that as they have written the vision and make it plain, as they are running with it, oh God, that they would gain the clarity that's necessary so that they can, oh God, that they can operate in efficiency and effectively, Father, and that from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that those, oh God, that you have strategically placed in the earth for them to serve, that they will be found by them in the name of Jesus, and that their businesses and their books and whatever it is that you're placed in their hand, that it will obtain it will grow expeditiously. Almighty King, in the name of Jesus, have your way in their lives. Oh, how we give you glory, how we give you praise. And it is in the majestic name of Jesus that we prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you guys who have tuned in for today as we are in our brand, building a profitable brand through broadcasting series. And so I'm so excited that you are here today at the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. So let me go ahead and bring us into our topic for today. But before I go into our topic, I do want you to do this as well. For those who are not connected with me on your social media platforms, I want you to go ahead and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Kingdom Strategist. Go ahead and go over to our YouTube and subscribe as well. And on any of your media platforms, your podcasting platforms as well, go ahead and subscribe to the Kingdom Strategist or the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist broadcast, right? So that you can stay tuned and locked in and obtain the messages that we are producing to help you build and expand in that in which God has given unto you. In addition, I would love to connect with you on our social media platforms so that we can continue the conversation, so that I may can respond to any questions that you may have as well. So I'm loving it, okay? So again, today we are talking about today. On today, we're talking about where are we going in the Build Your Profitable Brand Through Broadcasting series, okay? So when building a profitable brand, you must understand how to leverage tools. How to leverage tools so that you can increase your income, your impact, and your influence. And so I'm teaching and showing you in this series on how to leverage it doing broadcasting, whether it's podcasting, radio, or a TV show, or a combination of those that you've decided to use so that you can get to the masses. So when you're building a profitable broadcast, it's important to know where you are leading those who is tuning in to your show. If this critical key is missing, then you're going to miss out on opportunities to turn listeners into lifelong fans that will pay you for your brilliance. It's very important that you understand that you must connect the dots for your audience and lead them to additional opportunities where you can serve them in a much greater capacity. You have to lead them. You are the leader because they are coming to hear your voice. One of the amazing things that I love about broadcasting, and especially where we are right now, people search the web, they search podcasting platforms, right? And broadcasting platforms looking for content that could help them solve their problem. So they're looking for content, or they're looking for influence, or they're looking for leaders just like you to lead them to their promised land. And so you be the Joshua for them in the nation, for them in the land, wherever that they may be. You be the Joshua of whatever industry, whatever segment, or for whoever it is that you're called to serve. And lead them through to the promised land with what? Your products, services, or your books. But what it is that God has given unto you for such a time as this, okay? So listen, you guys, this scripture, I want us to, you know we got to be founded or grounded in the word, because it's to build your empire with a kingdom strategist. And so we know we drop in our solutions, right, out of biblical principles or from biblical principles. See, because God wants you to prosper. He says he's giving you the ability to generate wealth, right? And so we want to connect what we do with the word. So Here we go. So we got Psalms 78 and 72. And this word says, with upright heart, he shepherds them and guided them with his skillful hands. This right here is extremely, extremely powerful. And so we're going to talk about it, because we're going to talk about why and how this particular text resonates or relate to where you're going, right? And how you're helping those that you have been called to lead for such a time as this, right? So I want to talk about a few things here. So, and I want us to really, really break down this text, right, that we're going to look at, because we're talking about here today, where are we going? And so when we look at the we, is where are you taking the audience? Where are you taking those who are tuned in? You have to have the destination. You have to know the location of where you want to land them within your buyer's journey. What does that look like for those who you're serving? So let's talk about this scripture for a second here. It said, with an upright heart, he shepherded them. And so let's deal with that. What we know a shepherd is, so what is a shepherd? We know that a shepherd is someone that watches over a group of people. It is someone that cares, tend, or work with, right? A group of people that work with a group. And so you are a shepherd over your business, right? Over your business. And as you are the shepherd, you're the shepherd of your business, and you shepherd whoever your target audience is. And so for the group of people that you're called to work with, it is your responsibility, right, to lead them to a destination. Even when they're lost, it's your responsibility to find them. It is your responsibility that they get to hear your voice and they know that you are the one that has the solution that's going to lead them somewhere. You do not come and broadcast, have a radio show or podcast or a TV show just for the sake of having conversation or for the sake of providing random information. No, you're showing up when, however often or frequent, the frequency of your show, to provide valuable content so that those that tune in understand that you are a thought leader, that you hold the authority in that lane of whatever your subject matter expertise is within, whatever that discipline looks like. People need to know and understand that you are it. And so, with that being said, people need to have, or let me back up and say it this way. You need to have a roadmap developed for them. You gotta lead, you have to be leading them. What are you leading them to? Are you're leading them to something? something beyond your show. Something you're leading them beyond the podcast, the radio show, or the TV show. And you got to figure out what that is, because if you don't lead them, they cannot follow. If you're not proclaiming, and we talked about proclamation in a couple of episodes ago, but if you're not proclaiming, or you're not voicing, you're not being vocal in, or people are not hearing you broadcasting your message, then how they're going to first identify you as the leader so that you can even lead them? But also, when they get to you, where are you taking them to? You have to have a landing spot of location for them. What is that journey going to look like? You got to picture that before they ever show up. You got to picture that before they show up. You got to know what that looks like before they show up. So as an author, a coach, a consultant, an influencer, or an entrepreneur, what is it that you offer that you could be leading them to? And how does it tie into the message that they are listening to as well? See, when the listener or viewer show up, they just understand, all they know is that they're seeking someone with answers. And as they're listening to you and they're getting valuable tips and strategies and information that is valuable to their situation, and they begin to picture you as an authority figure, or an authority figure within your prospective industry. Now what? You don't want to just be known, or you don't want to be like, unfortunately, many authors, coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, and influencers, they have visibility with no profitability. And see, you got to be leading them to the sale. You got to be leading them to the product or services or your book or whatever it is that you have, so that you can serve them in a greater capacity. That's your role as a broadcaster. That's your role. Look, when you're doing any form of marketing, your role is, of those pieces of content that's going out, it is every piece, every activity of it is leading them to a greater way that you can serve them through your products or your services. And as the leader, you get to choose the roadmap on how they get there. how they get there. And I love it because he said he shepherd them. So he tend, he take care of them. If one is lost, he go and find them. He go get them and bring them back in the fold, or go get them, let them know that they've been, whatever that it may be. And then it say, and guided them with his skillful hands. Now, I absolutely, let me say, and it guided them. So he shepherded them and then he guided them. So it's not enough to gather the people. I'm right. It's not enough just to gather a group together. No, you got to gather and guide. That's what it is saying. Shepherd them and guide them. You got shepherd, you gather. Shepherd, you identify a group of people. You identify your target audience. You identify your ideal listener or your ideal viewer, right? Who is your target audience? You've already identified them. That group is identified. So now that you have identified your group, it's now your time to guide them. Guide them down the path so that they may be converted from a listener to a lifetime Raven fan that loves everything that you do because you have the solution that they need, right? So now I want to, so we're talking about this guy. So I want you to ask yourself, these are things you ask yourself, as an author, how am I guiding my readers? What is that, or what would that next plan of action be for me to serve them in a greater capacity? If you're a coach, consultant, an entrepreneur, influencer, I want you to think about, how are you guiding those who need your products and services? Are you in a one and done type of relationship? And you should not be. This is for you authors as well. You should not be. Your people who purchase one type of product, whether it's a book, a cup, a key, okay, what, a mic, whatever it is, glasses, pair of pants, what fashion, whatever it is. Your services, your programs, right? Your classes, whatever it is. It shouldn't be a one and done situation. You shouldn't have a one and done mindset. No, they bought the book. What's next in line for them to purchase? Yeah, they bought the class, or they took the class. What's next in line for them to purchase? Is it from the class or the course? Like, what is it? They purchase the phone from you, or whatever it is, or the glasses. What is the next line or point of sales for them? If we're doing a one and done, you're doing yourself a disservice. And you have to keep people, keep your class in that client's journey, right? In that client's journey. So that they can obtain what they need. And they can continuously obtain what they need. It is less marketing dollars when you can retain a client versus getting a new one. And the more that you retain, of course, the greater it is for your bottom line. Listen, we at this bottom line, we're talking about the bottom line here. How great is it for your bottom line? Because we're talking about the profits. Where are you leading them so that they can get the transformation they need?
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
And that your business can obtain profits from the services that you are rendering to them. How can that, how does that translate, and where, how does it manifest? You have to be in control of that journey. You have to be in control of that journey. So what do you have that you are guiding the people to and through? Is it something free? Something free that ends up, that leads them to a low ticket item. And that low ticket item lead them to a medium ticket item. The medium ticket item lead them to a higher end product or higher ticket item. And what do you have built next? Do you send them to another high ticket? You send them to, listen, continuing to meet their needs every step of the way, but you got to lead them. You got to lead them to the water. Lead them to the water so they can drink. And so here, they are, you know, they come, right, to the broadcast, whether it's TV, radio, a podcast, to listen to your brilliance. Now, this is a moment, because listen, you got their ears. Their eyes is on you. And this is where you can take the moment and leverage the moment, leverage the time. Right? And in leveraging the moment of having their ears and peak of their interest, then showing them how you can help them and how they can obtain a greater transformation through whatever your offer is. The other thing I like about this particular text, I mean, it brought so much value for today's conversation, because it said that it didn't guide them any, it didn't guide them, or the shepherd didn't guide them any type of way. The text was very intentional with how it was laid out. And that's one of the things that I love. I love when I read the word and I look at the orchestration of how the flow of the text come together, right? It said that the shepherd guided them with his skillful hands. I just love that. And this is what I want us to take away from this particular part of the text, is that he guided them, he said, with his skillful, what he was good at. And whatever he was good at in that target, in that industry, whatever. So he understood the industry that he was in, the market, right? That he was in, and the segment of the market, that segment of the people that he served. And so what I love about it, that word skillful hands, that's why you have to, you know, stay in your space. Like, move and operate in what you were brilliant in doing. Because guess what? That's why the people are attracted to you. And they're coming to you because of the skill sets that you hold, your level of expertise, your ability to communicate, right? Your authority level within your, that you are authority figure within the industry that you serve. As they watch you, as they hear you, and it is resonating within their spirit and with their mind, and that it is bringing value to their situation and circumstances and helping them. And so what you're skilled at, and even that, you know, we'll always be in a place where you're cultivating your skills. I think it's John Maxwell. He has, I think it's 21 Laws of Irrefutable Leadership, I think. I may be quoting it like so wrong, but I think that is the one. But it's where he talks about the law of the lid, right? And when he talks about the law of the lid, he's talking about that in that particular law, that you can, the people that are being led can only go as high as their leader's brilliance. And so you got to always be sharpening your skills. And when you're in a place where you're consistently sharpening your skills to take the people to the next level of greatness, and whatever you are brilliant in doing, it allows them to be lifetime clients. Why? Because you're consistently progressing in your skill set and what it is you're called to do. So in turn, you're going to be able to help them stay in a continuous place of progression. What do I love about even this particular moment of conversation? Because there are some of us out there, there's someone out there who is skillful, right? But you think that your skill, you think what you got is not enough. No, what you have, what the training you have, the experience you have, what you hold, possess right now is enough to start getting you paid. Listen to the strategist today. Listen to the strategist. It is enough to get you paid, okay? And as you continue to use what you got and get cultivated and get more cultivated, you continue to grow as you go as well. We are all in this growing phase. I didn't start where I am And I'm not going to finish where I am. Why? Because I'm in a consistent place of continuing education. Life should always be about learning, cultivating your skills, right? Whatever it is that you're just great and brilliant at. Why? So you can be better, so that those that you lead and that they could be better. We don't never want to cap out at the law of the lid because we're refusing to grow. But I want to encourage those who are sitting in places who feel that what you got isn't enough. And let me tell you why it's enough. Why your skill level of where you are is enough, because there's people that need your skill level or need what it is that you got. That need what you got, and they can't get to that skill, the skill level that you're even at, or what that skill level offers, without getting the access to you, right? Without getting the access to you. What you got, the skill sets, the skill level that you have right now, it's enough to bring some form of transformation now in somebody else's life. I want to encourage you in that. I want you to believe in yourself in that. I want you to understand that. That whatever level you are, it's enough to get started. It's enough to help bring transformation in the life of someone else. Why? Because you're even acquiring the skill sets that you have right now, whether it was through education or through experience. It has brought you to where you are now. That, hey, you have more knowledge and more wisdom than someone who haven't had any of the experience, who haven't had any of the transformation that you had to go through, who have not had any of the education, if it's an education component of that you have whatsoever. So you have more than what they have, and it's enough to pour into their cup. So, and while you're pouring in that cup at the level that you are, that you have, hey, you go level up too. While they're leveling up, you're leveling up. You're pouring out and leveling up. You're pouring back out, you're leveling up. So I want to encourage you, don't minimize. Don't minimize your current skill set or your current skill level that you're in. Don't minimize that whatsoever. And the reason why I don't want you to minimize that is because your current skill level matters to somebody. It matters. And it can lead somebody. It can help somebody along their way in their journey. So I just thought that was important. That's very important for people and others to know. Because, listen, there's people out there that need you, that's waiting for you to show up. They need you, and they are waiting for you to show up. So I love it. I love this text. It is Psalm 78 and 72. It said, with an upright heart, he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hands. And the other thing is, when I talk about these skill sets, as well, or just tune in a little bit more about the skill sets, you know, you ain't got to be all over the place. Just cultivate right where you are. That's why he said, listen, I love it when the word said, just be faithful over a few things. He said, be favored over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many, or I'll make you ruler over much. And so if you can find yourself being faithful and just cultivating that, what right there, or what you have, and using it to make a difference, to be the difference, right? And as you find yourself being faithful, listen, that faithfulness cultivates, it matures, it causes what you have to grow. That's another thing about, you know, being in that space, in that whatever area of expertise that you're in, as you operate in it, you grow and you mature in it as well. You mature in it as you have that on the job training and experience. We all are experiencing that. We all are growing as we are using our gifts, our skills, our talents, right? As we are moving and we're working with people and helping them in their transformational experience, it still becomes a learning experience for us as well, that help us grow and mature in our craft. I love it. Yes, I love it.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
And so people, we have to, you know, come into the places and not despise or minimize whatever skill level that you are on, because in spite of wherever that may be, I can't stress enough that somebody needs you. That somebody needs you, and they need you at whatever level you are at right now. Whatever level that you're at right now, and I'm telling you, it's going to be an absolute blessing for them. It will be an absolute blessing for them. Come on on. Come on in and come on through. Right? Come on in and come on through. And this is the other thing I definitely have to make sure that I mention in this particular text here, as it talks about an upright heart. Like, that is everything. That those two words in this particular text, as it's talking about leading the people somewhere, guiding the people, gathering the people and guiding them with your skills, it is everything. Everything. The upright heart really makes the moment. It makes the moment, right? It makes the transformation. It makes the transformation in the life of those who you are called to serve. There's a difference. There's a difference in someone who's just doing it or doing something to do it. You know, just to do it, doing something just to do it because they're able to do it. But it's a different level of servanthood when you get those who are doing it because they are passionate about what they're doing. Because they love what they're doing. And everybody who know me, you know, everybody who know me, they know I say that those the people who gonna make all the money. Those who have the heart of a heart of a thing. Listen, you ain't even gotta chase the bags. You ain't gotta chase the profits. You ain't gotta chase the profits. You ain't gotta. You don't have to do none of those things. Why? Because your heart is it. Your heart is. In the matter, it's at an upright heart. Because you have this heart to serve, because you have the heart to lead the people, you know, not out of greed, not out of like, you ain't doing it just to be doing something. You're doing it because you know that the people need you. And you're doing it because you want to serve the people. You're not doing it from a wicked place. You're not leading people from a wicked place for your own profit or for your own gain. No, you're in this thing and you do what you do because you want people to be transformed. And in the midst of you doing what you love to do, you happen to become profitable at it. And when you can serve people with an upright heart, it causes them to do marketing, help do the marketing for you because they become, right? They become the cheerleaders. They go tell it on the mountain. That they be the one that goes and tell it on the mountain for you. And so you serve with a heart of morals or morality of passion because you want to see people change. You want to see lives transform. You want to be the difference in the earth, right? For other people. For other people. And so you do it with pure intention. You do it with the purest intention of that transformation happens in the lives of other people. So we're not in this thing for the money, but it generates money for us. So, and that becomes the difference. And that becomes the difference in how you operate with people, how you serve people, how you lead them, right? And how you care for them, how you tend for them. Oh my God. How you will do whatever is necessary to ensure that the people are getting what it is that they need so that they can be sustained, so that their lives can be transformed, right? Look, and that is that space that keeps people coming back. That is the space that where you that where people become lifetime clients or Raven fans for you. That's that sweet spot. Like the upright heart, and that's everything. That's everything in leading the people. That's everything. Because the heart of the matter. But my God, listen. This has definitely been a powerful episode as we have been talking about where are you leading them, right? As we've been having that conversation of where are you leading them or where are we going? As we've been having this conversation in the Build Your Profitable Brand broadcast series. Help her go tell somebody, oh my God, about this thing. But listen, I want to let you know, if this broadcast have been a blessing to you and it giving you some enlightenment and it's giving you some understanding, and you understand that, yes, for such a time as this, that you need to be in a place where you are broadcasting your message so that you can gain more influence, impact, and income, that you can get your message in the place, in places where people are coming to look for solutions in their lives, then guess what? I do have something that I think will be very, very beneficial for you. So what I want to offer you today, we are doing a course on how to write your first, it's not a course. Let me back up. We're doing a boot camp. I want to invite you to join us in the Write Your First Profitable Broadcast episode in 5 days boot camp for authors, coaches, and entrepreneurs in radio, podcasting, and television or TV streaming. Listen, we're going to help you in 5 days build out that profitable, your first profitable broadcast episode, okay? And so listen, let me tell you how to go ahead and sign up or register. It is happening. It is going down on July the 17th. On July the 17th. And so how you can join us in this training, you can go to px.fyi/ready-to-broadcast. If you're ready to build that profitable broadcast, then guess what? We are so ready to have you, to serve you, so that you can begin to gain the influence, impact, and income that you deserve because you are brilliant. And people need what it is that you have. So go ahead and join us on July the 17th at 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. standard time. And that will kick off our 5-day Write Your First Profitable Broadcast episode in 5 days for authors, coaches, and entrepreneurs in radio, podcasting, and TV. So I look forward to you joining us. Again, you can visit px.fyi/ready-to-broadcast so that you can go ahead and have your foundations or get your foundations together so that you can build your broadcast, whether you're doing radio, TV, or podcasting, the right way so that it can be profitable for you and transformational for your listeners and your viewers. Listen, I pray that you have had an amazing time as you hung out here with me on today, because you've been listening to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. My God. And I am your host, Dr. Duranche, your Kingdom Strategist, here to release strategies and revelations to unlock the Kingdom of God within you. If this message has empowered you, go ahead and subscribe to our broadcast so that you'll be able to tune in whenever our episode is released, or connect with us live. Also want you to connect with us on your social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram at kingdom.strategist, or on Twitter at KB Strategist. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, right, as well as our podcasting platform, on whatever podcasting platform that you may be on as well. Listen, I've had an amazing time hanging out with you, but until next time, continue to build your empire in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.